All right, and we're rolling. You all set over there? All right. Special episode today. We have British Beth, who is helping me work the controls today. Her lovely presence is much appreciated as she helps me navigate through this. Look, we're figuring this out together. It's not an easy thing. We're stepping up the production for the show, and you guys should be very appreciative because I care about you all very much, and I'm doing my best to make this the best show ever. So you should all be sending me money. I'll accept Venmo. I'll accept, if you want to send me Kohl's cash or something, or chocolates. I'm more than happy to accept those gifts because I'm a good person and I deserve lots of praise. But anyways, welcome back to the show. Another green screen episode today. We did regular last week. I'm switching it up. I'm switching up these episodes. It makes more sense for me to stand here while beautiful British Beth works the controls over there. Is your microphone on?
Yeah, it's on. Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello. So there you go. I told you she was British and you didn't believe me, but now she's talking and you're like, holy shit, she actually is British. It's fun.
Hello.
So, yeah, I recorded a lot. We were going to record this, Saturday I wanted to do this, but it was just not the right thing. And now it's recording on a Monday. Weird Monday after Super Bowl Sunday, which couldn't have been a more boring game. I mean, Jesus Christ. Last year, at least we had some memes coming out of it with Shakira, and then we had coronavirus hitting us a month later, and we didn't know what was going to hit us. But this year just sucked. I mean, from the game being the most boring football game I think I've ever seen, to the weekend playing his little halftime show, wasn't the most exciting thing, was it?
No, that halftime show was good.
No, it wasn't.
It was. The guys had masks on, and they were running around the pitch.
The pitch?
The field.
Oh, Jesus Christ. See here, guys, and you're going to have to deal with this. This is something you're going to have to deal with. I'm sorry, but some of these episodes, you're going to have to deal with British Beth talking in her Britishisms. The pitch is the field. You're in America now. Okay, well, it's not. It's the field. You're in America. It's American football, or as we call it, American just football. All right. You guys call it soccer or regular football. It's a whole other thing, so it's confusing to you. But
football was before American football.
Sure, technically.
Yeah.
But we broke off from that bullshit because we were like, we want to have regular football and we're going to call it American football and it's going to be way more badass and better than anything the UK's invented.
Okay.
Which it is, and it's more profitable and we're a younger country.
To be fair, football is in soccer. It's just a load of pretty boys running around a field.
Yeah, but Cristiano Ronaldo is a gorgeous, breathtaking hunk with hot washboard abs and women just want to look at him. I mean, he's a good athlete too. But, I mean, it's mainly like soccer guys are probably the least badass athletes of all the athletes.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at baseball players, even they have muscular, thick thighs and they run around like their shit don't stink. And if you look at, like, American football players, they can bench press like 900 pounds and deadlift like 750,000 and bend frying pans and stuff.
Yeah. English footballers can't do that.
No, it's just a bunch of pretty boys with like undercut haircuts like what I have. And then
I mean, they do have good hair.
Is this recording? I'm self-conscious that it's not recording. Click on. Yeah, it's going. Okay, cool. We're good. Sorry, my self-consciousness is not warranted. Go click away. All right, we're good. So yeah, I thought it stunk. I wasn't a fan of the Super Bowl. I thought it was whatever. But although we had a nice little shindig, which was fun.
We did.
I enjoyed that. That's the only good part about the Super Bowl, though, is eating like a fat pig and drinking beer and, well, not staying up late here because we're on the West Coast.
Eating buffalo chicken dip.
Buffalo chicken dip. I make some great BCD, which is very American.
Yeah, one of the good American things.
One of the best American things. But yeah, I wasn't a fan. I thought the Super Bowl was weak stuff, and that's when America's supposed to shine. And I'm just so sick of seeing Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. And he's undeniably one of the best guys to ever play the game. However, let's get some new blood in. Let's get some other young hunks up in there to give their chance. And Patrick Mahomes had a shot, and he blew it. And he won it last year, but he blew it this year. And I just don't, I don't really care. But while we're on the topic of football, I wanted to talk about this last week. I just totally forgot. I dropped the ball. I screwed the pooch. If you can click on the football one over there. This guy, there's a new coach for the Eagles. I'm going to hit pause before it starts going. This guy, I'm not going to... Very important to me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hear this. Is there any way I can... I didn't really think this out very well. I guess maybe not. Just hit play on it and just watch this video and look at this stupid idiot trying to stumble his way through a press conference.
Is that we build a smart football team.
Can you hear that?
That we have a smart football team here. And I know we have the people in place to do that. The first part of that, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do. We're gonna have systems in place that are easier to learn. All right, complicated to the defense or offense that they're going against or the special teams group they're going against, but easy for us to learn. Because when we can put that, when we can learn our system and we can get good at our system, then our talent can take over. Less thinking equals talent take over, but we need to have systems in place, and we will have systems in place to do so. Next thing that's important to me is that we build a smart football team.
At first glance, you can hit pause. The first time I watched that, I didn't think it was that awkward. And is this your first time seeing this?
Yeah, and I could give a better speech than that, and I don't know anything about the game.
My favorite thing is when he goes, the first part of being smart is knowing what to do. Oh, hey, man, thanks for the advice. Thanks for the advice. I just imagine him in his locker room with the boys before the big game. He's like, guys, we got to be strong out there today. We got to play hard. We got to play faster. We got to play harder. We got to play smarter. What's the first part about being smart? Anyone? Tyler. Knowing the plays. Wrong. The first part about being smart is knowing what to do. What kind of... That guy clearly wasn't... He wasn't briefed on anything. And he's clearly extremely nervous. But if you're an Eagles fan... not a lot of hope for your season, I'm afraid to say. I don't even know who the coach was before that. I don't know nothing about American football. I've been separated for it for so long at this point. But that's just too good not to share while we're on the topic of football. I meant to share it last week, and I didn't. But that guy's a... What did he say at the end there? He said something about... something equals power plays or something.
It was just a load of bullshit.
Yeah, he's like, what did he say? Something about power plays? Ah, fuck. I don't know. But Jesus Christ. I mean, so embarrassing if you're an Eagles fan. Good for you guys. Good luck this year. It's going to fucking suck. Oh, boy. Weird energy to the show today. What do we got here? Well, this is something I've been wanting to talk about for a while. And we're just going to jump around today because I fucking feel like it. So shut your mouth, okay? If you're listening to this and you're saying, Matt... what's happening to the show? It's none of your business. I'm doing this the way I want to do it, so fuck you, all right? TikTok, you know I'm a TikTok kid now. I'm a Zoomer. I am a Gen Z kid, and I post TikTok videos, and I'm very cool and hip. But there's this guy, and I don't know if I'll be able to show this to you, Beth, so you're going to be off the hook for this one, as they say. But let me guess, how can I show this? This guy, he's getting really big on TikTok right now, and it's for essentially just wasting people's time. And there's some good pranks, there's some bad pranks. I guess I should preface it by saying, you know, some pranks I'm not a fan of is like Sacha Baron Cohen shit, like with Borat and stuff. Like he'll go take advantage of really nice people and be like, oh, look at me, I'm a stupid foreigner, whatever. And then like, oh, you take me into your home, and just makes them look like idiots for like just being nice people, and he's just wasting people's time. I don't like that kind of comedy. I think it's mean-spirited. I think it's unproductive, and I think it's ridiculous. And there's this guy on TikTok who's getting big right now, and I think it's kind of the same thing. Essentially what he does, and I'll play the video for you now.
Have you had experience working with hydraulics?
No, yes, a bit of experience with that.
Okay, alright. What would you say your experience is?
Oh, I'd say good. I'd say pretty good.
You get the idea. He just fucks with people. He just messes with people and wastes their time. Like, he'll go on job interviews and they'll go, oh, so like, what are your skills? He'll be like, I don't know, like, my skills are like... skateboarding and stuff, and it's like supposed to be funny because he's you're fucking with interviewers, but like all the people that are interviewing him are like super nice people, and I'm like, bro, it's just I don't understand. You're just wasting people's time. Those people are taking time out of their day to interview you, and you're just acting like an idiot on a Zoom call to be funny. I don't know. Am I wrong? Is that funny? No, is that funny, Beth?
I'd get really pissed off.
If yeah, imagine if you had an interview with someone and he was sitting there like, oh, I like smoking doobies.
I'd just finish the interview. I'd just be like, okay, bye.
Yeah, but these people don't, because you have to remember, people are nice.
I am nice.
I know, but most people are too nice, where they'll go, all right, we'll finish. I don't know how to get this guy off the hook. I have no experience with, you know, being an asshole, because these people are good-hearted people. And they're just giving this guy a shot at an interview. And he's like doing interviews with his shirt off, or like he'll be on a run. And he's like, and wow. I get why people would think that's funny. But at the same time, I'm like, hey, man, you're just wasting people's time. Why is this a joke?
Yeah, I'm not for that.
I'm not for it either.
No.
I think you're a fucking loser if you do that. And also, the guy's hideous. He has a disgusting fucking beard. And I hope this goes viral, and I hope he sees it. And I hope his mom gets mad at him. And I hope his dad gets mad at him if he has a dad. And I hope that...
I hope his mom gets mad at him.
I hope she does. But what... I don't know. Some people have fucking balls on them, too. Like, the way I think about it is, you have... You're putting yourself out there on TikTok. Let's say you go viral for it. Like, some people will just post videos of them farting on TikTok. Which is like, fine. All right, go post fucking videos of you farting and eating beans, and that's great, or whatever. But, like... Hey, that's on the internet forever now. So I hope you open 20 years from now, 16-year-old Brett from fucking North Carolina is happy that there's a video of him farting happy birthday to his friends. And that's what this guy's doing. It's like, bro, you're just making yourself look like a dickhead who just wastes people's time. So,
well, yeah, because when he actually needs an interview for an actual job.
Well, yeah, what if your coworkers find that? They're going to be like, this guy's just kind of a dick. Look how many people's time. And by the way, he posts videos like every day with new companies. He must just plaster his shit all over like Indeed.com or something and just waits for people to get back to him. And then is like, I'll take this Zoom call or whatever. And then just. And by the way, who has time for that? Do you have a real job? Or is he just unemployed? Do you think this guy just got unemployed during COVID and was just like, fuck these jobs?
He's probably on furlough.
Some of these people post so many fucking videos, it's ridiculous. Like this guy. Actually, I don't think this one's on the thing too. Click on that and just like show the guy's page, Robot Man. This guy's also on TikTok. I hate him. I hate him so much. And I don't know why. Actually, I do know why, because I hate him and I don't need an explanation why. But just scroll down here a little bit and like look at him. He's trying to be like a robot. Like he does like click on one of his videos up there. Like scroll up two of them. Nope, this is weird. What is that? Go up. Scroll up. Oh my god, you're using the keys to scroll. So inept at scroll using a mouse.
Get your thing up.
Yeah.
Now stop and let your homeboy hit it.
Yeah, but you get the bit, right? Like, he moves around like a robot. He has a light up face. Now. Whatever the fuck. But, like, scroll down. There's one where it's... Beth, you hit... Scroll up with two fingers. Two fingers. Use two fingers. And then go. Now go down. Now move it down. There you go. There you go. See, we're a work in progress here, folks. So, he just does his fucking bit.
But now, but now, but now, but now,
he makes videos with the same fucking sound.
Now, but now,
I'm the glove glow guy.
But now, there's nowhere to hide since you pushed my left.
I don't know why
aside.
I hate it. Why is this cool? Why do people like looking at this? By the way, he has millions. Look at his profile.
No!
He has.
Oh my god, he's got like.
Millions.
1 million.
5.4 million followers.
7 million views.
Yes, 5.4 million followers this guy has. What are we seeing in this guy? And by the way, talk about people who don't have any fucking job. And that was my point from the beginning, but before I got fucking sidetracked. Who is this guy? He posts. By the way, all those videos I just posted were all posted on January 28th. So he's posting multiple videos of him doing the exact same shit 5 times in a row on the same day. I'm sure you guys have that fucking shit in the UK, street performers and stuff.
Yeah, it's on a South Bank. So you know, like near Santa Monica, you've got all the street performers there. Mm-hmm. And in like New York City, ours is in South Bank. And they stand there, do a performance and have a little hat out, collect money. But they don't have...
They look like idiots like that guy?
Million views.
What do you think of that guy?
Nah, not my.
Why not?
Not my cup of tea.
Yeah, but why not?
Because there's no talent there. He's just put an outfit
He's
on.
He's just going like this.
But now there's nowhere to run.
Yeah, anyone can do that. anyone can put
did it sound good in the headphones there when I sang?
You sounded beautiful.
Thank you. God, I'm so talented. I don't know what it is. That guy stinks, and I don't know. I guess some people just have a lot of time on their hands where they can just sit around the fucking streets of... He looks like he lives in Peruvia or something. Some weird country that's not America. Where do you think he's from? If we could guess.
I'd say Central America.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Just looking at it, it looks like the kind of place that would do that. But just his stupid face annoys me. Ugh.
He's probably like invested all of his savings into that
country. Well, it's working out. He has 5.6 million followers. I don't know who's looking at this and being like, whoa, dad, have you seen? I mean, I'm talking about it, so I guess I'm the fucking sucker here.
Do you reckon he gets sponsored by TikTok and gets paid by TikTok now? Do you reckon he lives in like a huge mansion?
No. I can't imagine that guy's getting any kind of decent, like, living from TikTok.
I mean, what's he going to do after that? Like, where does his talents go?
I don't know. That's my point. Is like, that's not a talent.
Is he
gonna it's just a guy who lip syncs videos, and now you wear light up clothes. Cool, man. Good for you. You wear light up clothes, and you lip sync songs like a robot, and you have a light in your mouth.
Yeah.
Fucking loser.
And weird, like, contacts.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't know what my point is with this at all. I'm just angry.
Maybe you should do a podcast on, like, interviewing people on Santa Monica Pier. And, like, ask
that would be great, Bethany, but I don't know if you knew this. We're in a pandemic, and that's against the law.
Are they not doing them?
Well, it would be very unresponsible of me.
True. All right.
No one. You're supposed to say, no, Matt, it's not.
No, Matt, it's not. Go ahead and do it.
See? All right, fine. Moving on.
Anyway.
I thought the end here would be fun. Look, you guys love Reddit. I love Reddit, too. We're going to go to Reddit and do some of my favorite things with British Beth. And these are, so just so you know, you listen to the show, obviously, because you have to, or I would punch you in the face.
He hasn't.
So, am I the asshole? You're familiar with this. Yeah, yes. We go to Reddit. We solve people's problems. So let's take advice from strangers. Let's give advice to strangers on the internet. You have not seen these. I screened these briefly before jumping on here, but we're going to go through these. Let's read them together and we'll solve their problems. So click on this. So you can probably relate to this. This one is, am I the asshole for wanting to name my daughter after a Star Wars character? First of all, obviously,
yes.
First of all, obviously, yes. You're an asshole. Fuck you. You dork loser. But I do, however, have a soft spot in my heart for Star Wars because obviously, you know, I'm a dork. So let's get that out of the way. However, if you name your son, you know what? Let's just read the thing and you guys can decide for yourselves. I don't want to put any prejudgment in your mind, even though I already did. So this one says throwaway, of course, since we are 99% set on the name and we don't need to change my child's name tied to my Reddit history. My wife and I are huge fans of the Star Wars movies. Huge, frankly, really big fans. We met while camping out for the premiere of The Force Awakens. And I already hate the way this starts because you're camping out for a Star Wars movie, you fucking dork loser. Our spark was instant, and just a year later, I proposed with a ring hanging from the arm of a Rey Funko figure. This keeps getting worse as I read it. And she said yes. Everything about us is Star Wars, and I mean everything. From what we watch to what we play to our home decor, our friends think we are a bit nutty. Fair, by the way. But I've always respected it until my wife got pregnant and we shared the name we wanted when we found out we were having a girl. Oh, God. They wanted to name her Captain Phasma. The whole name, like Mary Kate. She's due in 6 weeks. And once we announced the name on a Zoom meeting with our family and closest friends, they went from being happy and excited to appalled.
Yeah.
Fair. They think we are messing up the child for this. You are. My wife and I were both bullied as kids. You deserve to be.
Obviously.
Including myself for having a nickname associated with a girl. Example, Jordan. Hey, man. Hey. We all got made fun of as kids, you stupid idiot.
I was going to be called Jordan.
Well, thank God you weren't. That's such a stupid name. Actually, it's not that bad. It is a bisexual name, though, so whatever. And I think it's a strong name would make kids an Arva daughter, especially once you have the tie-in to Gwendolyn Christie, who is basically a warrior. Our daughter should be both respected and feared. My parents are begging us to consider naming our girl Gwendolyn, or Brienne even, for Christie's Game of Thrones character from Brienne of Tarth. If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, pack your bags, move to the rock you're living under, and watch it. However, it's a sore point with my wife and me because she watched the show behind my back, and it bothers me. What, dude, well, fuck this guy. I want to hit him in the face with my palm. I want to just give him a bitch slap. She watched the show behind my back. Who talks like that? Like, if I watched an episode of The Office without you, you'd go like this. What? Yeah, and that would be it, though. You wouldn't be like, I'm doing a tantrum because you won't share without me. Would you?
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, we're watching it again, though. You're going to have to watch
it. And that's fine, because I've seen The Office 9 billion times, and it's not going to bother me. However, for watching, what if there were new episodes and I watched an episode without you?
I mean, you wouldn't have watched The Mandalorian without me.
I might have. Maybe I did. I could have. I'm just saying, don't put it past me. I'm a kind of a scumbag. All right.
No.
Even though I respect Christina Towns, but I already live with it. All right. So are we the asshole for wanting to name our daughter after a strong female character from our favorite movies? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yup. 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 Dude, you're a fucking asshole. I don't know why I need to explain this, but like having little, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Homages to your favorite characters in your shows. That's fine. But like, think about all the idiots who named their kid after Daenerys Targatherson. What's her name? They're Targaryen, the dragon witch blonde chick from Game of Thrones. And she turned out to be a genocidal maniac. Hey, maybe think twice about that. Hey, maybe don't name your daughter something that's ridiculous. Like, what if I named my son Darth Vader? Hey, oh no, it's fine. It's from Star Wars, my favorite movie. What if I was named Darth Vader? My parents grew up in the 70s. They like Star Wars. They like Star Trek. What if you, hey, let's just name our kids Spock. That's fucking fine. Yeah, that's fine. Name your kid Spock. Do you want him to be mercilessly bullied? Because that's what you're setting him up for.
Well, my brother nearly named his son Luke after Luke Skywalker.
And that's fine. You know why? Luke's a real name.
Well, yeah.
Captain Phasma's Captain not.
Phasma. She's going to get bullied.
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to. You guys know on this show, I am very sensitive towards the well-being of children with divorce and all that shit. And for kids' names here, you name a kid Captain Phasma, they're going to get bullied just like you were because you had a stupid name, Jordan, in high school or whatever. And kids get bullied, by the way. That's what happens. Everyone's been bullied in their life. That's just fucking life. I was a breathtaking jock when I was in high school. You think I didn't get bullied? I got bullied a lot. But for other reasons. Because my eyes were like this.
Aww.
No.
You did look a bit of a dog. Yeah, so.
Moving on. Moving on. All right, go to another Remind the Asshole. Wow, we're gonna go along today, fellas and ladies who listen. Actually, it's pretty equal on the listening spectrum here. It's about 50-50, which is impressive. So if you're a woman and you listen to this and you don't think I'm totally psycho, I appreciate you and I love you and I respect you. Am I the asshole for getting mad at my mother-in-law for cooking a meal in my house? This is going to be spicy because we have mother-in-laws involved. While my husband and I were at work, my mother-in-law invited herself into our house with our permission and cooked a four-course meal for us.
Wow.
Cleaned our house and hanged up pictures of herself in my unborn daughter's nursery. What an asshole. Wow, fuck her for doing that. What a bitch for fucking doing that. God, I hate when mother-in-laws cook your meals and clean your house. She lives about an hour away. My husband defended her, and while I was telling her how wrong it was for her to just invite herself into our home, he said it's normal for his family and that his family is just close, and explained how his mom did something similar to his sister. I told both of them I don't care how normal it is for his family. She can under no circumstances enter our house without our permission or knowledge, and explained to his mom never to do this again and that I could press charges on her.
Wow.
She got upset. Fair. And started crying. Fair. My husband tried to comfort her and she moved away from him and said, I see I'm not wanted here, and left. Jesus Christ, you bitch. Now his side of the family is upset and thinks I cursed her out, which did. Which I have never done anything of the sort. I just asked her not to invite herself into my house. My husband thinks I disrespected his mom. Oh, only he thinks that, or do you think that a little bit in the back of your mind? I honestly started to feel bad. Well, you should. Am I in the wrong? Yup.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love at the end, she goes, just adding that I have a peanut allergy, which is deadly. Which is deadly, one of the meals she made happened to have peanuts in it.
Surely she would have known that, though. Like, if you're going to die from eating a peanut, a mother-in-law should know.
Well,
that.
I think some of the people on Reddit, like, if you go down, scroll over to those comments on Twitter, I think people got mad, and they're like, what a bitch, what a psycho bitch for doing that. Like, yeah. What a genuinely awful mother-in-law. That's what someone said. No, dude. Look, I come from a very caring family, all right? My grandparents, my grandmother in particular, very thoughtful, would stop over all the time and do nice things for our family. That does not mean she's psycho in the least bit. She was trying to help and be genuine. If my dad told my grandma, I'm going to press charges on you, you stupid bitch, because you came over here and cleaned our house.
If your mother came around and cleaned the house and
I go, fuck yeah. Like,
thanks, Teresa.
You crushed it. Like, in what realm is that a bad thing to do? Like, people always assume the worst in others. They're like, well, and especially if you're presenting it like that, like, oh, she came into the house unannounced and like, she broke into the house. You're like, well, I guess if you frame it that way, that sounds bad. But hey, she's your mother-in-law.
I think if she was doing it every night and wasn't giving you any space and you're like, oh, she's around again. Fair enough, but this
is... Yeah, and if you asked her specifically not to come, maybe... And by the way, here's the thing. You have to take all this with a grain of salt because we don't have all the details. I'm just taking whatever this stranger on the internet wrote, and I'm giving them advice based on this. But what you wrote, you're terrible at articulating if there's other details to this story, because there's no way her mom's the asshole, or mother-in-law's the asshole. There's no way in hell. I'm sorry. You're just an idiot.
Yeah.
She even said, I honestly started to feel bad. Was I in the wrong? Yeah.
Yes.
Big time, dude. You're a huge asshole. One minute. All right, we only got 10 minutes left. I don't have much time left on the card. Go to number 3 there. And then we'll go to relationships, which is a little bit lighter. Am I the asshole for sending carnations to my work wife? Yes, already, I can tell. Yes, you probably are. All right, we all have best friends at work. Yeah, of course, dude. Everyone has friends at work. And mine happens to be a woman. Yeah, no big deal, man. Whatever, man. We all got super hot chicks at work that we're friends with.
I hope you don't.
Well, my girlfriend, it is. The woman in question and I are pretty close as a result of working next to each other for the past year. We joke that we're work spouses. Hey, nothing wrong is going to go here, joking that you're work spouses even though you have a girlfriend. Except that nothing goes beyond it except for the occasional good morning text. Hey. You're not allowed to text someone good morning if you're not dating them. And I don't make those rules. I'm sorry if that's offensive to you. I'm sorry if you disagree with me, but I didn't make that. You can't get mad at me for that. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just the one who tells you the rules. You can't send good morning texts to people that work next to you if you have a girlfriend. And that's just the fucking rule. Who does that? Except for the occasional good morning text? Hey, man, you already know you're in the wrong. Long story short, she and I were talking about Valentine's Day. Why? And she mentioned how in high school she never got sent a carnation. She's probably ugly. What does that mean? Whoops. This surprised me because she's dead ass a 10. Hey! Hey!
No.
You know you're in the wrong! You can't say... I love how you phrase that. She's dead ass a 10.
Oh no, you can't say that anyone else is a 10 apart from your girlfriend.
Bro, you fucked up. This surprised me because she's dead ass a 10. I told her how I only ever got white ones sent, symbolizing friendship, whatever, dude, which was fucking embarrassing. We both bonded over the disappointment and joked that being work spouses... we could get each other flowers this year. This is bad direction, my friend. I smell cheating. I decided to take her up on this in an appropriate manner by sending her a bouquet of white carnations in the mail. Whoops. To express my appreciation for her and her friendship. Nothing more. Oh, really? Nothing more, dude? Hey, yeah, you know what? That reminds me of all the times I've sent people at work flowers. on Valentine's Day. That makes a lot of sense. I do that all the time, actually. I send my boss, my CEO, I'm like, hey, Pete, here's some flowers because I value you as a friend. Oh, hey, Stacy, here's some red roses for you because I value our friendship. Also, do you want to kiss me later?
Stop.
Who does that? The thing is, I forgot to change the delivery date to a week later on a day my girlfriend wasn't home and they got delivered today. Go to the next page, please. So yeah, they came to my house and my girlfriend answered the door and was so happy till she read the tag. Oh, I can't imagine why, dude. You ordered flowers for another person. She said it's emotional cheating with her, it is. I don't even need to read more than that. It is. She said it's emotional cheating, which I disagree with, and all these other buzzword chicks throw out on Twitter, and I can't help but think she's blowing it way out of proportion. She's not. I'm pretty sure my relationship is over. It should be, unless I apologize and admit that I was wrong. But I also feel like this is a matter of principle and that I'm the victim here.
Wow.
This guy's name, what do you think this guy's name is? I bet it's
Brad.
George. No, it's not Brad. No way.
George?
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it's George.
George is like a posh boy English name.
Well, we're not in posh boy England, are we?
No, but that's my thoughts of George.
Okay, but we're in America.
How's Prince George?
Georgie. That guy's name. Or maybe it's Jose. I could see it being a Jose. You know, he's just like, who says dead ass 10? She's a dead ass 10. Who talks like that and puts that on the internet? And also, bro, why are you asking for advice from strangers on the internet about an issue that you're clearly feeling guilty about because you know you're in the wrong and you're wishing you wouldn't have done that, but you did anyways because you're a dense loser who has to go to Reddit for validation. Yes, you're an asshole. Fuck you, dude. How much time do we have left? 5 minutes. Oh, we got time for another one. What do you think?
I think he's definitely into his work wife more than his girlfriend.
Well, 100%. But how old are they? Did it say anything?
No.
That matters too. See, I bet he's probably 22. Which that, by the way, that age, who gives a fuck? Go date whoever you want. You're 22. Some of these people on this Reddit, by the way, will be like, I've been married to my wife for 5 years. I'm 24. She's 26. And you're like, what? Why'd you get married at that age? They're like, well, we live in Alabama. He's my cousin.
Yeah. The only reason why a man with a girlfriend should send another woman flowers is to his mother, to his mother-in-law.
Or to his work wife.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Can you hear me better if I do this? Does this sound better?
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you're going to hear this pop. Those are going to sound worse in the headphones. Mm-hmm. Go on to the next one. Last one. Let's do relationships and then we got to go. We only have 4 minutes left. See, now I look like I'm doing stand-up comedy or something. What's the deal with airplane peanuts? Should I break up with my boyfriend because he believes 9/11 is an inside job?
Wow. Okay.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
Boyfriend of 2 years, 29 male. It came out during the lockdown that he's a full supporter in 9/11 conspiracies. He admitted the only ones he believes in are Epstein, 9/11 is an inside job, and Hillary Clinton maybe being associated in his Epstein ring. He's skeptical of government, which is fair. You're allowed to be skeptical of government. Finally, after an argument, I'm a 27 female, I started yelling at him and told him I can't trust his intelligence anymore because he believes these. Our relationship is basically over in my mind, but I can't figure out if I'm overreacting or not. I need some consensus. I could be making a huge mistake and leaving potential best husband to me in the future, or I could ruin my life starting with a man who believes in conspiracies. Should I break up with him? Absolutely not, you stupid idiot. Look, when it comes to conspiracies, we're all about them here on the What the Heck podcast. I love biting onto conspiracies. But he's also a guy, and guys in general love biting into conspiracies. He's not saying it's 100% the truth, or maybe what you are saying he's a full supporter. But who cares? That's inconsequential. Does that mean he's a worse person because maybe he believes some of these things? I don't know. I guess it depends on how far he takes it. Actions speak louder than words, and to me, he's just saying he believes in these things. And it's okay. It's fun. Conspiracies are fun. That's why guys get into them. You're like, ooh, what about Area 51? Aliens? JFK? Ooh. He just listens to too much Joe Rogan. That's all it is. And is that the worst thing in the world for him to be skeptical of government? We should all be skeptical of government. If you think government big daddy is going to take care of you your whole life, you're an idiot. And you also said, I could be making a huge mistake and leaving a potential best husband to me in my future. Hey, hey, dummy. You break up with someone because they believe a couple of conspiracy theories. I say this too much. I think I've said this a billion times this episode. But you're an idiot loser. And I throw that word around a lot. But that's what you are.
She said, our relationship is basically over in my mind now.
Why, though?
Yeah.
God, like, why do people make such dramatic decisions based off inconsequential bullshit? Like, this is not... It's just a fun thing for him to believe. What, he's not being a radical about it. It's not like a Pizzagate thing where he's storming that pizza place in Washington, D.C. trying to shoot it up. He just believes it. Who cares?
You believe a lot of conspiracy theories.
I don't believe him. I play into him, though. Like, 9/11, I don't think it was an inside job, but I'm like, hey, I'll entertain it. I'll listen to what you have to say. I'm interested in hearing what you're saying. There is some weird shit that went on there. Same with JFK. I'm like, there probably wasn't only one shooter that day. But does it really matter to me? No, it's not going to change my everyday life decisions. I don't really give a fuck. It's just fun to think about.
No, I'm not going to break up with you because of a conspiracy theory.
Well, we're not dating. We're just really good friends.
No, we're not. Stop telling people that.
No, we're best friends.
Shut up.
British Beth and I are best friends. No one ever thinks anything else than that. Don't pay no attention to her.
Tell them the truth.
We're friends. We're best friends. Yeah. So... Epstein, that's fair. And Hillary Clinton being associated with Epstein in his ring, that's not the craziest thing I've ever heard. Is it weird? Yes. And I only have 50 seconds left, and I better finish this episode now because we're getting into weird conspiracy territory. But my whole point is, who gives a shit? You idiot. Don't break up with him. If you love the guy, love him and marry him and have like 80 babies. Anyways, I got to get going. We've been doing this for 40 minutes now, and that's fun. And this is a loosey-goosey ep, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And we'll be back next week, and I will talk to you guys soon. Hopefully the world doesn't explode by then, but I guess we don't really have any say in that. Maybe it's an inside job. Who knows? I'll see you guys later.
Bye. 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 Bye.